Hello and welcome to this, the next episode of the iOS voiceover tutorials. In the previous tutorial, we covered the gestures, the getting started gestures of voiceover. And in this one, we're going to cover gestures that are a little bit more...
messages.
As you can hear, messages. I just accidentally activated
double tap to open
messages app. Shush. We're going to be covering the gestures that are a little bit, not more advanced, just not as fundamental as those first two. This is all to do with reading, answering calls, and telling voiceover to shush, which, as you can tell, I do a lot. And let's actually start with that gesture. So again, just give you some idea, I'm holding the device in my right hand, I will be performing gestures with my left. However, that's entirely your choice. You might want to do it the other way around. You might want to have the device resting on your lap, on a desk, on a shelf. You might want to do them standing on your head. But if you can do that, my sincerest respect for you. I haven't tried. I wouldn't want to. So let's get started. First of all, the keystroke, well, the gesture to tell VoiceOver to be quiet. This is going to be our first two-finger tap. And you can do this, it says in the tutorials that Apple provides, that you can do this with your fingers together. So your index and middle fingers closed together, you can do that against the screen. However, I've got quite thin fingers, and VoiceOver doesn't always recognize that that's only one finger. So I like to have a little bit of space between my two fingers. Not much, I'm not doing the peace sign. I'm simply, you know, less than maybe a centimeter between the fingers to just make a single tap on the screen. So I'm actually going to start VoiceOver reading something first and then do the gesture.
Calendar, Saturday the 6th.
And that was just two fingers with a small space between them, one tap on the screen. So let's do that again. We're going to start her talking.
Messages.
Tap. And that will just interrupt her speech. And if I do that gesture again...
Edit mode.
Oh, if I don't swipe, that would help. So let's redo that bit. So
calendar.
Pause, and then to get her to resume talking, same gesture, two fingers, one tap.
Day the 6th of February.
Just resumes her speech.
Double tap to open.
Like that. So that's pause and resume. It's a great little gesture. And there's two other two-finger gestures that I'm going to teach you. The first two-finger gesture, so again, when I say two-finger gesture, some people can get away with doing closed, two fingers closed together. Other people with thin fingers, like my good self, have to have them a little bit apart for VoiceOver to recognize that it's not one finger, it's two. And the other two-finger gestures that we're going to talk about are the swipe down and swipe up. And the way we do this is by, I tend to hold two fingers separated apart above about the center of the screen, doesn't have to be too precise, and then performing the gesture either swiping up or swiping down. And for me, holding the device down is swiping down towards me, swiping up is swiping up away from me. Now let's talk about what these gestures actually do. So first of all, the one two fingers swiping down, this will start VoiceOver reading from where the focus is on the screen. So obviously this is the home screen, so it's not going to be very interesting, but I will briefly show you that gesture. So it's just two fingers about the center of the screen. I'm not actually touching the screen yet, but when I perform the swipe, I will be. So the two fingers just touch the screen and swipe down, thus.
Calendar, Saturday the 6th of February. Photos, camera, weather.
And as you can hear, she's
clock,
scrolling through the apps. And I'm just going to pause her there. So she's just scrolling through the apps on the screen. Another place you can use this is obviously emails. That's where I use it the most, is to start at the top of an email using the swipe left and right gestures, then swipe down with two fingers to start VoiceOver reading the email. Also useful in books, to start reading a book if it's in text. It's generally a useful feature. Now, the swipe up with two fingers performs very similarly. However, the swipe up with two fingers will scroll to the top of the screen first and then read from the top, like so.
Camera.
Oops.
Messages. Calendar. Saturday the 6th of February. Photos. Camera. Weather. Wallet.
And as you can hear there, I swiped up with two fingers. It scrolled to the top of the screen and started reading from the top. Nice and simple. Obviously, comes with a down effect. I wouldn't use this key, this gesture if you wanted to get to the top of the screen quickly. I wouldn't use that because obviously it comes with the side effect that if you need to stay at the top, you have to interrupt straight away by swiping from right to left with one finger, like so.
Messages.
And you get the repeated thing. But there is a gesture to get to the top of the screen, which we're going to talk about next. And we're going to talk about three gestures here. And these are performed with three fingers, which can sometimes be a little bit awkward. But for me, that's the index, middle, and ring finger. And again, I use, you can, again, Apple's tutorial says, bunch your fingers together, it will work. And I have had more success with getting this to work than I have with the two fingers. But again, probably because I'm lazy, I prefer to have a little bit of space between my fingers when performing these gestures. These aren't swipes, these are just taps. So if we tap once on the screen with three fingers anywhere on the screen.
Row 1, column 1, home.
VoiceOver will give us information about where we are on the screen, which could be quite useful
Row two,
if you get
lost. Column 4, home. Page 1 of 3, top of screen. Double tap to open.
And as you can hear, it's quite a lot of information, quite useful, nice to easy to use. Three fingers, two taps, if I can talk. So a double tap with three fingers will turn on and off the speech of VoiceOver, like so.
Speech off. Speech on.
Now, when speech is off.
Speech off.
The sound effects are still in effect. So if I'm, this is swiping with one finger. You can hear she's clicking as I'm scrolling through apps. That was me trying to get to the top of the screen. One second. There we go. At the top of the screen. And activate an app. She makes the sound, the same sound effects and such. It's just the speech is off. This is particularly useful if you just want to hear the notifications and don't want VoiceOver reading out your notifications. You can have the speech off and the phone locked like so. Then when you get a notification, bring up the lock screen and double tap
speech on
with three fingers. Let's just quickly unlock the device again.
Messages.
There we go.
Double tap to open.
And finally, the three finger triple tap will activate and deactivate a screen curtain.
Screen curtain on.
And what the screen curtain does is it completely blacks out your screen, so people can't see anything on your screen. From a visual perspective, there's nothing on the screen. It's off, basically, pretty much. So obviously they can't see what you're doing. Up to you if you want this on or not. I've never used it. And again, to turn that off, it's three fingers, triple tap.
Screen curtain off.
And it does automatically turn itself off when you turn VoiceOver off, because otherwise the phone becomes pretty unusable for a sighted person. And finally, we're going to cover two gestures which personally I find a little bit difficult to execute. Probably easier on an iPad, but these two gestures are four finger taps, single taps. And the four finger tap towards the top of the screen.
Messages. Row one. Row one.
As you can see, she keeps thinking I'm using three fingers. So I'm just going to bunch my fingers together.
Messages. Messages.
Like that. Now I'm tapping that at the towards the top half of the screen. If I do that in the bottom half.
Dark music.
She's gone to the very last
Double
item.
Tap to open.
The very last item on this page. And similarly, if I do a four-finger single tap in the top half,
dark end messages.
There we go. Goes to the first item of the page. And you'll remember earlier I said swiping up with two fingers and then swiping back to stop the scrolling is one method. That's the method I use simply because I do have, admittedly, a little bit of trouble with four-finger taps. However, you know, your preference. If you can get along with doing four finger taps, then A single four-finger tap in the top half of the screen will go to the first item, and a four-finger single tap in the bottom half of the screen will scroll to the last item. So, let's do a quick recap. Two fingers, three fingers, and four finger gestures. The two fingers gestures obviously swipe up and swipe down. These are not, I hasten to add, the only two finger gestures. I'm going to cover another two in the following tutorial. So swipe up and swipe down with two fingers. Single tap with three fingers to tell you where you are on the screen. Two-finger double tap with three fingers to turn off and on speech. Three-finger double tap. Is that what I said? I'm pretty sure that's what I said. Three-finger double tap to turn on and off speech. Three-finger triple tap to turn on and off the screen curtain. Four-finger single tap top half to scroll to the top or get to the top first item. And four-finger single tap bottom half to get to the last item. You might want to take a quick breath, take a quick break. If you need to absorb those, go back over them and things like that. I have provided, along with the text transcripts of these tutorials as per usual, at the top of the page is a full list of the gestures we cover in the various tutorials, just in case you need a quick reference, as it were, and that is available to download as well as a text file. But for now, thank you for listening to the tutorial. And you can hear quite another good feature there is VoiceOver has announced screen dimmed, and then if I leave it, she will say screen locked. But I'm just going to press the button to lock the screen instead, and she makes a nice little sound there. So, again, thank you for listening to this tutorial. I hope it's been useful, and we will proceed on to the next episode, where we will talk about what I like to call the magic gesture. So, thanks for listening.